Sometimes it can feel like we're our own barrier to a full life, and that changing our perception of ourselves to a more positive one is all we really need to happiness. But what if that barrier came from the outside and from how society and those around viewed us? Well, what should we do then? Disabled blogger and writer, Look UK mentor and global brand leader for Invisi Youth charity, Ellen Williams has some thoughts and she'd like to share them with us. It's so nice to have you on, Ellen. It's been a hot minute.
No, I know. It's been a really long time. It's really lovely to be speaking to you again.
Likewise. So you've recently posted on your blog, and it's quite a thoughtful post on this exact topic that I mentioned in my introduction, which is, I guess, perception of vision impairment in society.
Yeah, exactly. I'm quite a reflective person, and that's normally the catalyst to a lot of the blog posts I write. So I was recently thinking back to my time in school and all the misconceptions I came across there and all the stereotypes I've come across since leaving education as well. And that got me thinking about what if the curriculum was more inclusive in terms of teaching pupils about disability equality and inclusion. And that spurred me on to write the blog post and come up with 7 lessons that I think should be implemented into the curriculum.
So we'll touch upon some of those lessons in a moment, but it's been a while since you've graduated from school. So it's kind of crazy to think that all those, I guess, misconceptions are still out there.
Yeah, exactly. I think society has this very structured view of disability, and it's really hard to break that down and to erode the stigmas and eradicate all the misconceptions. But I think through having more education on disability and what it entails and what it means for different disabled people, I think that could help to break down the stigmas that are so ingrained in society.
There are 7 lessons on your blog post, but which one would you say is that most crucial, the number one, the one you would want everyone to maybe start with or everyone to be aware of?
That's a really difficult one, to be honest, because I think they're all important in their own way and they all go a long way in teaching different things about different aspects of life as a disabled person. But for me, I think the most important one I wrote was that we are not the problem, society is the problem. And that entails a lesson on the disability rights movement and the social model of disability, which highlights that it's societal barriers that is the real disability and not a person's impairment. And I think that's a really empowering concept. I didn't come across it until a couple of years ago, and that really helped me to change my view of my own impairment and realise that I wasn't at fault. The accessibility barriers and things like that in society was. And I think that's not only empowering for disabled students to learn and realise, but also for non-disabled students to realise that there's so much history in terms of disability rights. And I think that would be a really important and valuable lesson.
And those lessons are being done, but they're done way above, I guess, standard education. Because for myself, I didn't learn about the social model of disability until university. And I also had to study a particular area to be able to learn about it. So I guess for anyone who's listening, how would you best describe what the social model of disability is?
I think it's just about highlighting that a disabled person is not at fault for having an impairment, and it's not up to that disabled person to find a way of going about their lives in an accessible way. The problem is it lies in society, and often enough I think misconceptions stem from the fact that non-disabled people see us as being broken or vulnerable. And that tends to stem from the medical model of disability and the fact that labels us as being a problem or the disability lying in us, when we in actual fact have an impairment and the disability lies in society. So if society made things accessible, if it had accessible information, if places had more working lifts and restaurants had braille menus and large print menus and things like that, it would be so much more accessible to us as disabled people, and then things, we wouldn't have as many issues in navigating society if it was made accessible to us.
Yeah, because it's all about getting those adaptations, and it's easier to make this adaptation in society than it is to actually expect someone to, you know, grow a new fresh pair of eyes, or if they're in a wheelchair, to stand up and walk. It's much easier to adapt to an accessible platform, or maybe get appropriate equipment onto computers to make and even adapt your documents so they can be read by someone using JAWS.
Yeah, exactly. I think accessibility is quite often an afterthought, and people see it as this expensive or difficult thing to do, when in reality, it's so simple, and one small change can make such a huge difference, and it can make life so much more accessible to a disabled person at the end of the day. And that's the main thing we need to strive towards more of in society, I think.
Really poignant lesson that you wrote in there was one about that there's this idea that a blind person looks a certain way.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, and it's a misconception I've come across a lot in my life. People tell me that I don't look vision impaired, which is always baffling, because who knows what that image of a vision impaired person someone thinks it looks like. But I think that's a really important lesson, because I think it comes down to this, people having this one view of vision impairment and what it looks like for different people, when it's such a huge spectrum in terms of how much people see and the way people look. There's no specific image for a vision impaired person, and just like anyone else, we all look different. We're all different in our own ways, different personalities and everything like that, and it's just about respecting that and remembering that in order to have more of an open mind.
We've only touched upon some of the lessons that you wrote in that post, and on your blog you write about a wide variety of things, from fashion, everyday life, to obviously activism and discussing visual impairment. So if you wanted to read the full post, or maybe even get in touch and give our own ideas of what we think should be added to this suggested curriculum, where should we go?
So you can head over to myblurredworld.com, or you can also find me on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at myblurredworld. And I'd love to hear if people have their own suggestions. It's always nice to open the conversation and carry it forward.
Brilliant. Definitely get in touch with Ellen. Now, Ellen Williams from My Blurred World, it was lovely speaking with you on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.